Assalamu alaikum, everyone. My name is Muhi Khwaja with the Muslim Philanthropy Podcast at American Muslim Community Foundation. Today, from MAPS, the Muslim Association of Puget Sound, we have Anila Afzali, and she is the executive director for their AMEN program. And we're so glad that you're on the show, and congratulations on your outstanding volunteer fundraiser nomination.
Thank you so much. I'm honored by the nomination and glad to join you here, Muhi.
Wonderful. So tell everybody more about the MAPS community in Seattle and what the AMEN program stands for.
Sure. So MAPS, the Muslim Association of Puget Sound, it's based outside of Seattle in Redmond, and it's the largest Islamic center in the state of Washington. We serve over 5,500 families in the larger Puget Sound area. It's one of the most diverse organizations, Islamic organizations that we have. And AMEN, American Muslim Empowerment Network, is a program that we started in December 2016, and that was right after some of the actual violence, or I should say vandalism, that we experienced at MAPS. We had our sign vandalized. And even before that, we recognized the significance and importance of community engagement and advocacy and coalition building. And I had this vision for AMEN, and I shared it with the leaders of MAPS. They loved the idea, and they said, launch it through MAPS. And that's how we created MAPS AMEN and kicked it off in December 2016.
Wonderful. That's really great to hear that, A, the mosque was supportive of the idea, and B, that you're leading the program and able to do something you're so passionate about. Kind of painting the picture of the community there, you know, Washington itself, Seattle itself is a pretty blue state. It's, you know, known for Microsoft and large tech companies and everything like that. But from what I remember in recent news as well, there's also been some Islamophobic attacks, especially at mosques. And one of the local centers that's not too far from MAPS actually had a fire there as well, right?
Correct. Yes, yeah. There was a fire at the Bellevue Masjid, and we have had even individuals attacked, especially people who are visibly Muslim, women wearing hijab, for instance, school bullying cases. We've had anti-Muslim commentary made in schools, even by teachers sometimes. We have the sort of general bigotry, discrimination, mm-hmm. how people treat you on the streets. I've literally had people drive by, roll down their windows and yell obscenities at me, or tell that's me to go bad. Home. Yeah, so that sort of stuff has happened even in, as you recognized, a relatively sort of liberal blue state and city and county. We are in Dr. Martin Luther King County, that's where we're at. And yet, unfortunately, we still have this kind of hate that has manifested itself in many different ways. And one of them, of course, as I mentioned, was the attack on our sign at MAPS. It actually was attacked twice in less than 1 month.
Wow.
So just a little over 3.5 weeks apart. But, you know, in the face of all of that, one of the important pieces of the work that I do and the work that MAPS does is we don't see ourselves as victims. And part of that is because mm-hmm. we get engaged and remain engaged with the wider community. And we see the overwhelming amount of support and solidarity from our friends and our neighbors and so many good people. So even when there's one act of sort of horrible injustice or even a hate crime or anything else, there's an overwhelming amount of solidarity, support, and kindness, and coming together, and compassion and support that we've also received. And that's what I really focus on. And I'm just grateful to have that kind of support. And part of it has been because of the work we've been doing on the ground. And that's part of where MAPS AMEN has been really active, is really frontline advocacy, grassroots organizing, coalition building, and a lot more. And I'm happy to talk further about exactly the kind of work that we do.
Yeah, please. You know, and I think, you know, it's important that this mosque initiative is engaging the community at large, showcasing and taking the higher ground, right? Like, if you're being attacked, if the mosque is being attacked, there's so many things that you could do to say, like, focus on the other. But if you're focusing on the positive and building more bridges, I think that will, inshallah, have a much larger outcome and community support from the interfaith community and from the local government and from other people who can really be by your side as allies. So tell us a little bit more about what some of that work entails.
Sure. Thank you. And I fully agree with you, Muhi. That's exactly right. We're kind of living out that idea, or I should say the verse from the Quran, the guidance from the Quran that specifically teaches us that when you repel evil with good, that even an enemy could become like a devoted friend, right? And it's very, very much drives sort of the kind of work that we do and the emphasis that we maintain. Like, I've literally been at anti-Muslim hate rallies or protests, and I've put up a Ask a Muslim sign and have had people who literally hate me and have a sign on their lap coming to me and talking to me. And I don't know if I changed their hearts or mine, but I know that I at least had a chance or an opportunity because I actually engaged and talked to them and they saw sort of a human being, and that might be the first time they've ever met a Muslim in person. That's part of the work that I do. And specifically, Amen was started with sort of four different areas or focus areas. The first one being education, really educating our fellow Americans about Islam and Muslims, because unfortunately, the majority of our fellow Americans do not personally know a Muslim and they don't know much about Islam. And that's a recipe for disaster when you have an entire industry that is spending millions upon millions of dollars spreading sort of anti-Muslim sentiments and conspiracy theories. So education is one. Number two, engagement, really getting coalitions built, being out there active, engaged in a lot of different areas, sectors of society, working with faith leaders, with elected officials, with community groups, and really building coalitions, being part of those coalitions. And one of the things I love is it's not just joining a coalition, but actually being a leader and helping create those alliances, those coalitions, bringing partners together, helping advocate for change together. And that's with the Muslim community, the non-Muslim community, and all other communities. You know, it's like really bringing all a bunch of different groups and organizations together for advocating for justice together. So that's engagement number two. And of course, that includes not just combating Islamophobia, but combating sort of racism generally, anti-Black racism, anti-Semitism. That includes sort of the Black Lives Matter movement right now. That includes healthcare, if that's an issue. You know, like anything right. like a justice issue. So that's two. Number three, it's really about encouragement of media change. So that's the third E. Because unfortunately, the majority of news out there about Islam and Muslims again is overwhelmingly negative. So we really need to see some positive change in media. So we work in both creating stories and events that would allow media to cover it and actually get stories of sort of the everyday lives of Muslims, but then also actively work with media organizations and do media training for individuals so that we can actually get a more accurate reflection of Islam and Muslims in local and even national media. And then the final fourth E is empowerment, really engaging the Muslim community in particular to become and be sort of the future leaders of our country. That includes youth empowerment and engagement. That includes other voices being more active in society and really doing our part to bring benefit to society, exactly as Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, taught us to do. So that's the fourth E.
Yeah, I think that's fantastic. And just listening to you, I'm so impressed by the work that you do and the work that you lead. Part of your nomination packet, literally the quote said, she's considered by far the most influential Muslim in Washington state. And I can definitely see why.
Well, I'm very humbled by that comment. And I mean, it's at the end of the day, any success that I have is absolutely because of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you know, like alhamdulillah for any good that I'm able to do. I will say that I myself had a spiritual transformation in my life. I tell people that I'm a recovering attorney because I actually, I left my legal career in 2013 after my spiritual transformation, which really inspired me to make some significant changes in my life. And I wanted to pursue service and knowledge, just as Islam teaches us. And as I'm doing this, sort of as I'm learning more about Islam and just being just moved by the beauty, the love, the peace, the comfort that it was bringing to my heart and the positive change that it was having in my life and my family's life. At the same time that that was happening, I'm seeing this growing Islamophobia and sort of the misinformation and the lies that are being told about Islam and Muslims. And I knew that I couldn't remain silent, and I wanted to be engaged and involved in really addressing that significant gap between my personal and familial experience, my lived experience with Islam versus the misinformation campaign out there. So I have to say it's such an honor and privilege to be on the front lines of advocacy and justice work, because that's one of the great values of Islam, and I'm constantly driven by that value in the work that I do.
Definitely. And, you know, as the executive director of MAPS Amen, you know, you've had to share your passion for the organization. You've had to work with grants, with donors, with engage the community and support for this work. So, you know, you've been recognized as outstanding volunteer fundraiser. And, you know, for you, what is the message that you want to share with others about MAPS Amen?
I want to share that I wish every mosque in our country had a program like this, a program that is about outreach, that is about collaboration and engagement in sort of the community around us, that is about bridge building and unity, that is about really becoming leaders in our own communities. And I don't mean just our Muslim communities. I mean, whatever city, county, state we may be living in, that programs like this can really have an impact on the impression other people have about us. Again, especially at a time when there's so much misinformation, and having our Muslim community active and engaged with others is how we combat Islamophobia the most effective way in my mind, because it's really about personal relationships. And right. I want to see us living out our faith values in that way and actually being the leaders that we're supposed to be on so many of these current issues of our time, these justice issues that demand our moral voice right there at the forefront.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people listening are probably thinking, well, you know, there's other organizations that do that, or, you know, there's, you know, obviously this mosque is unique in the community, and it serves as a model for other mosques across the country to be thinking about these things and implementing these programs. So I know CARE National also awarded you a Muslim Volunteer Award. So tell us a little bit more about some of the other work that you do in the community as well.
Sure. So that CARE Award, CARE National Award, was American Muslim of the Year, which I was also very humbled and completely surprised by. But in terms of the work that I do in the community, I'm also on the board, the governing board of the Faith Action Network. I'm a member of the advisory board of Washington for Black Lives, which is a relatively new organization here in Washington State. I'm on the steering committee of the Washington Immigrant Solidarity Network. I'm on the Tech and Fairness Coalition, led by ACLU and other organizations seeking to sort of restrict or ban things like facial recognition that impacts community members like from the Muslim community. I'm also part of the National Combating Islamophobia Roundtable. And we actually had this, I'll put that aside. I'm also part of that. I mean, I'm involved with some philanthropic organizations here as well, working as advisor with Seattle Foundation, have Wonderful. Been... Yeah, have been involved with some of the COVID work, working with King County Public Health and the governor's office as well. That's just some that immediately comes to mind. There might be others that I'm missing, but it's all about really getting involved and being there active. And actually, one that I did forget, I just started relatively recently started a Faith Leaders Action Group, FLAG, which is really about bringing people from all different faith traditions together to be trained in media and messaging, civil disobedience, and de-escalation and peacekeeping so that we are prepared to show up in places like we did last night at a Protect the Results rally that was about counting every vote and protecting every person and standing united with a moral voice and a message and showing both our solidarity with each other, but also a united moral message on these issues of justice of our time, of our whatever issues they may be. And that actually a picture of that got captured and shared and made global news, you know, from The Guardian to the Irish Times to just all kinds of, I was surprised by how many different varieties of international media caught that picture of us, about 15 faith leaders standing united together. But it's about That's being really cool. active and showing up.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, my first thought is like, where do you find the time?
I don't sleep much.
Yeah. And then the second is, if I had an acronym or needed to figure out a name for something, I'm coming to you to like brainstorm what something can mean. And then the third is just, you know, it's really inspiring to see all of the work that you're doing and the influence and the representation. You know, we always talk about how representation matters. And I can see why you're such a powerful figure and looked at with, you know, in such high admiration from the community. So congratulations again on this nomination. And we're really excited for you to attend our annual symposium on November 14th.
I'm so excited to join you all. And thank you so much both for the nomination and this time to do this conversation.
Of course.